Ksuvos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet, 2-4. A continuation of the previous Mishnah. Again, we have a contract which has been signed by two witnesses, and the contract attests the fact that B owes A something, let's say money, $100, and that would be enough to enforce Midoraisa that B has to pay. We have two signatures. Midorabanan, we allow B to make the claim that the contract is Mizuyaf, it's a forgery, in which case that will now rabbinically require the court to certify the signatures at the bottom of the contract. Now, to certify the signatures, the easiest way is to get the signatories to come in and confirm it's their signatures. And thereby, we'd have two witnesses corroborating each signature, which therefore would enable us to certify the whole document to enforce it. So, simply put, therefore, the Mishnah says, Ze omer zek sav yadi, if witness one comes in and says, yes, that is my signature, Vizek Savyado Shel Chaveri, and that other signature is my friend right over here. So he's acting as a witness on both signatures. And Vize Omer, witness number two, says, Zek Savyadi, that second signature is surely mine, Vizek Savyado Shel Chaveri, and that first signature is my buddy right over here. So therefore you have two witnesses on each signature, the signatory himself plus his fellow signatory, and that being the case, Hooray Elo Ne'amanim. They're believed, the contract is believed and enforced because you have two witnesses on each signature. However, what happens if Ze Omer Zek Sav Yadi? The first guy says, yes, I can confirm that the first signature is my handwriting, but the second one, I just don't know. I'd like to say if I don't remember who was signing with me. Okay? So in other words, what's happening here is these signatories have been asked to come in. They don't remember the fact of the loan itself. That doesn't matter. They say they're just talking about their own signature. And since they don't know, each one doesn't recall the facts of the loan, it doesn't matter if they can confirm their signatures or their signatures, so then the loan would still be enforceable. But the problem is this first guy says he recognizes his own signature, but has nothing to say about the second signature. He just doesn't recall or recognize that signature either. And same goes for the second guy. Vize omer zek sav yadi. The second guy says, yes, that certain signature is certainly mine, but I have nothing to say about the first signature. I just don't know. So now you have neither signature having two witnesses to corroborate that they're legitimate. So now, can we still enforce the contract? So the Tanakama Rebbe, this Rebbe Huda Nasi, he says, Tzrichin letzaref imam acher. Devar Rebbe. Rebbe says it's not good enough, since we need to have two witnesses to establish a halachic fact. And when we have one witness for each signature, we'll need to find another person who can say they recognize this signature as belonging to the two Adam, the two signatories respectively, and then they'll have two witnesses on each signature. Without that, we can't do anything. We can't enforce the contract. But the Chum say no. Einan Srichin Letzaref Imam Acher. We do not need to get a second person to testify regarding each individual signature. Ele Ne'eman Adam Lomar Zek Sav Yadi. It's sufficient for each one of the two signatories to affirm that the signature on each of the two lines is indeed their signature. Now the reason why is because, say the Chachamim, the point of bringing in the signatories is not to get witnesses together to confirm the signatures are legitimate per se. Rather, we're bringing the signatories to confirm that the content of the document itself, of the contract, is indeed true. And therefore, even though we don't have two witnesses on each individual signature, each of the signatories are acting as a witness to confirm that the facts of the contract are true. Meaning Mr. A says, yes, that's my signature. I signed it. It must be because I indeed witnessed this loan happening. And Mr. B says, yes, that's my signature, which means indeed I witnessed this loan happening. So therefore, you have two witnesses, maybe not on the individual signatures, but you have two witnesses that confirm the contents of the shtar itself, that the loan happened in this case, and therefore that's sufficient to enforce the loan, the contract, that the loan already happened, that the loan really happened. And the halach will be like that, like the chachamim, that indeed, as long as each of the two signatories confirm their signature, the contract itself will be enforced.